That's good to know, and that's a new lesson, civics lesson I just learned. Okay.
I'm giving it 2:00, so I'm calling the meeting to order at 2:00 PM.
Okay.
Hopefully everyone has a copy of the meeting agenda. I do have item number 2, it says interview with Kathy Meckley with the Virginia Election Transparency Project. Do you have the names of the other individuals who are here?
Carol Mathis and Josh Pratt. Josh Pratt is the statewide director of Virginia for Americans.
America first.
America, thank you. And Kathy is with the Virginia Election Transparency Project, and Carol.
I am also with the.
Okay, and you guys hold titles with it, or is this?
No.
Volunteer.
Just worker.
Representative, yeah, worker bee.
Citizen.
New to me.
It says an interview with Kathy, so are you gonna be the main?
I'm gonna be asking the question, Jeff John. Mm-hmm.
And in terms of Carol and myself, we're not gonna be asking any questions unless there has to be some type of clarification, and we'll look toward Connie to direct us.
Okay.
If she wants to say something or not.
Yeah.
This is an interview for.
The registrar, yes.
And my impression was the person responsible for making all the.
Carol, I'm gonna ask you if you could repeat that, because I couldn't hear that with your mask, and I'm sure it wasn't.
I'm sorry, what are you doing?
I'm recording the interviews for accuracy.
So we have an issue with that. I thought we had a code problem.
No, I don't believe there's anything against the code.
As long as we're aware that we're being recorded, as long as you're aware.
And the purpose is to make sure that it's accurate. It protects you all, and it protects us, because what we publish, these documents we publish, we want to make sure that they are transparent.
Yeah, and you'll be, we'll give you the completed sheets when we're done, so you can review them for accuracy and make sure that everything that we've written is, meet your approval.
Sounds good.
Okay, but anyway.
I'm the secretary of the electoral board. It's my job to assign the officers of election.
Okay.
To their precincts for election day.
Okay, that's your responsibility.
It's one of them.
Okay, okay, so let's get started, because as you said, we are on a time constraint.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So with that said, the meeting is yours at this point.
Thank you, John, appreciate it. Okay, so we are meeting on Tuesday, September 7th at, we were starting here now about 2:07. And the interview, first we'd like to thank you for scheduling this time, and we know how busy you are right now with the elections coming up and starting so soon, and I really appreciate all of you for being here and making an effort to be part of this.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
So this, the purpose of this observation program is to provide voters with accurate information about the election process. Emphasize how important you think his or her role is in ensuring that everyone in the county sees the elections here are free, fair, and legitimate. So first, we have a few general questions. The first one being, number one, what is your biggest concern about the upcoming elections?
I think with any election, it's meeting the deadlines. We have very strict deadlines, absentee deadlines. We run an early voting site currently in Montgomery County, so those types of things, I think, are the most concerning. Another concern that I have is misinformation to citizens. There are third-party groups that are handing out absentee applications, registration applications. We've received, just in today's mailing, over 100 of those absentee applications. And we get a lot of phone calls and questions about, why did you send me this? You know, I've already registered. Why do I have this? Those types of things.
Well, so that's the second concern, which is number 2. Any other major concerns? And number 3, then, segues into, do you feel you have the resources, equipment, personnel, and training needed to run an effective election in November?
The county is very supportive. The board members are very supportive. I have a really well-trained staff. We're currently in the midst of losing one of those, hiring another person. So yes, currently, yes, we do.
Mm-hmm, because you were just saying it just in your previous answer that, like, today in the mail, it was a long weekend, but you had 100 pieces of mail, and then your staff has to go through there.
That's
plus,
correct.
They're answering the phone, taking away from their job. So
there's currently two staff downstairs currently going through that mail.
Yeah, and if you have this, I know the answer to this question, it's not on the questionnaire, but how many registered voters do you have in Montgomery County?
A little over 60,000 currently.
So that's a lot. The volume is significant. Okay, to keep up with. Alrighty, so you answered yes, so we can skip number four.
So just a point of clarification, Connie, you said that our people just came back from the holiday, and they're trying to, and then I think you said they're trying to play catch up on those envelopes, because it's gonna put them behind in their regular job activities. That is a part of their regular job activities. It doesn't slow them down. It's what they have to do.
It's what they have to do, but
she
today's
was
volume
just
was
added to the answering the phones and other things.
Today's
we
volume
off,
was a little more.
Which they have to do.
That's
so
correct.
It makes for a busy day, but
yeah.
I have a follow-up. When will you be returning those applications with a ballot to that individual? What day do you start sending those out?
So by code, we have to have those out by September the 17th. We plan to get those out by Monday the 13th.
So you'll start sending them out on the 13th?
Yes.
Make sure. Okay, great.
Okay. Any other input on that question? Okay. Number five. The county election board is supposed to consist of two Democrats and a Republican under a Democratic governor, a Democrat governor. But in some areas, boards have had trouble finding willing Republicans and have appointed an independent instead or another Democrat. What is the situation in your county?
We have one Republican, two Democrats.
Okay, not ready. Number six.
I'm just curious.
Sorry.
In that answer, what are the names of the three positions?
Sure. Richard Lankford is the Republican.
Okay.
John Seals is Vice Chair, Democrat.
Okay.
And Carol Williams, Democrat.
Thank you.
Number six. What about precinct staff? Are you able to have equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans? Yes, no, don't know, or no answer.
Do you want me to answer that?
Sure. Okay, hold on.
Sure. If you want to put that there and then back up, that'll be fine. We currently have more unaffiliated officers than either Democrats or Republicans right now. It's a bit unusual. It happened with the recent reappointment schedule that took place. One term ended, the new term started on March 1st. We have about 37 Republicans serving, which makes up 20% of the total vote, officers of election. A few of those have declined to serve. Right now, about 32 are assigned. We have 25 precincts. So, consequently, there will be a lot of unaffiliated officers working. There will be, I can say at this point, because it's still in progress, the assignments, there will be at least one Democrat and one Republican at every precinct. So that's about all I can tell you right now. Does that answer your question?
I'm fine with that.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Going on to question number seven. Is the County Board of Elections engaged in your work in your work year-round, or is it just mostly near elections?
Year-round. We just had a meeting last week.
Okay, so on a monthly basis, weekly, bi-week,
Well, we don't have a set schedule.
No.
But it is about once a month on average. There might be a month here or there.
Approximately once a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no set schedule. It's
all
not
right.
Like the first Tuesday of every month.
Okay, thank you, Karen. All right, and now we're going to move on to a few questions on the voter roll. Number 8, when was the last time the voter file in your county was scrubbed or cleaned?
July 2021. We had 3,300 purged from the list. This purge list is set from the Department of Elections. So we have a yearly list maintenance process every year. So for us this year, it was about 3,300. Okay. If this helps you, it's mostly Virginia Tech students. They're transient.
Right.
Right.
In and out, right. Right. So number 9A. Does the health department, coroner, or Bureau of Vital Statistics send a list of deceased people to your office every month so they can be removed from the voter roll?
No. This list does not come from our local health department. It comes from the Department of Vital Statistics. That list is then uploaded through the Department of Elections through our computer system, which is called the Hopper. So that Hopper is processed on a monthly basis. We also do the obituaries. We match the obituaries as best we can to the person. If we feel like there's an error or there's a little miscommunication with the date of birth or something, we leave that blank until we get confirmation from the department.
So that goes above and beyond by you checking the
yes.
obituaries on your
yes.
own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Hopper.
It's called the Hopper in our State Board of Elections.
How is that connected to Veris?
It is. It's in Veris. The
okay, because Hopper's the first time I've heard that phrase used. Thank you.
Yes.
Right, so we don't need to answer B. You've already completed that. 10, when was the last time the clerk of court submitted a list of individuals who declined to serve on jury duty on the basis of being a non-citizen?
Never. So I talked to the clerk of court Thursday. So Erica sent code section 8.01-337. They're not required to send such a notice.
Okay.
And to be a jury member, you have to be a citizen.
Okay.
So
that clarifies it. Okay, thank you for that, Connie. All right. Number 11, when was the last time you had access to the National Change of Address List or any other change of address list?
So we have no access to that. That is a submitted from the Department of Elections. That again is in Veris through the Hopper. So that list comes through that Hopper, and that's what the purge amount was on there in July of last month. So any address change or anything like that comes through that system.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Number 12A. Are you confident that the voter file is accurate and up to date?
As much as we can be. Again, we have a Virginia Tech University here in our backyard. So those students are very transient. So as much as we can be, yes. Mm-hmm. One of the ladies in the office currently is going through the offer list. We do that when we are slow in between elections. We go through, pull the cards, make sure that everything's updated as best that we can.
Okay, okay. Well, B, you said, not that you said no, but you said that because of Virginia Tech, mm-hmm. You have that concern and a staff person is
so Tech students move every year, so they're not likely to update their address until a big election comes up. So they're updated as much as they can be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 13, how many households in your locality have more than 7 individuals registered at the same address?
We have no way of knowing. You'd have to provide me a specific address, and I could search that through Veris. And again, we have a Virginia Tech University here.
Right. Now, number 14, during registration, how do you verify that voters are citizens?
So there's a question on the application, and they mark a box that they are or are not a U.S. citizen, and then they are also signing that as an affidavit. There's a sworn affidavit at the bottom that they're signing.
Okay. Well, moving on, concerns were raised across the country about the accuracy and integrity of voting machines in the 2020 elections. Question number 15, There are three types of voting machines used in Virginia. Can you tell me which machines you use?
Unison, and we've just updated the version. That version is the 2.1 software that we're able to use right now. And just to clarify, there's four machines available to use in the state of Virginia. Not three.
Not three, they've added a fourth.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Number 16. Who calibrates the voting machines, and can you please explain the process?
Sure. So we have testing before each election. The vendor comes in to do that calibration. All three board members are present. Two or three of the staff from the office are present. We have testing this Thursday. Yes, for this election.
It's good for mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that the LNA?
That's the LNA testing, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's coming up so fast. Yeah, everything has to be ready. So you said the vendors are the ones that you are doing the calibration.
So the vendors actually come in and take care of the calibration. We are all present during that. We all take part in that.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now, during that process, in number 17, do you invite party representatives to witness the calibration?
Yes, ma'am. Always.
Okay. 18. Are voting machines ever connected to the internet?
No, ma'am.
So, I have a follow-up question.
Yeah. B, if they are not connected to the internet, how and when are they updated?
They're updated through thumb drives. So the vendor updates those thumb drives. For the software, we load those at LNA testing on Thursday.
So thumb drive is the update?
Yes.
Brought in by the vendor. Is there a thumb drive at any point during the election process that a thumb drive is connected to a machine other than the LNA updating?
So we download the software from the vendor. It's called a box. And then we upload the equipment.
And that's done this coming Thursday?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, because elections start on the 17th.
The 17th.
Once it's done, it's done.
It's done.
Okay.
It's done.
Yeah.
Just a follow-up. There is no time during the election from now we have election season. So the 17th through the 2nd of November and then following. At any time, is there a thumb drive placed into any of the optical scanning machines?
No, they're placed in at LNA testing.
Only during LNA testing is the only time a thumb drive is inserted into the optical scanning machine.
That's correct.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Thanks for that clarification.
Yes, ma'am.
Many changes in election procedures are introduced in response to the COVID pandemic, and some people have argued that these changes weaken the integrity of the election process. So question 19. As an election professional, do you think the changes made in the election process in Virginia in response to COVID have weakened election integrity, strengthened election integrity, or made no change in election integrity?
Don't know.
So your final answer is no. Is the fourth one? The fourth one. Don't know.
Don't know.
You don't. Okay. All right. Thank you for your honesty.
Yes, ma'am.
Number 20, A, did you receive any funding or in-kind contributions for training, staff, voter education, or equipment, or any other purpose from outside the state of Virginia?
No in-kind funding. We did receive CARES funding.
Mm-hmm.
That CARES money was used to hire temporary staff, extra ballots, ballot folding machines, instruction folding machines, letter opener. Oops.
Okay. Things that you need every day.
We had two off-site locations, so this one included, but we needed the extra temporary help just to run those places.
I see. All right. Alrighty. Number 21. Effective July 1, 2021, Senate Bill 1097 eliminated requirements for voters to have a witness signature on absentee ballots for any election during a declared state of emergency. The governor has now rescinded the state of emergency. How are you training your staff to ensure that there is a signature match for the upcoming elections?
We do not compare signatures.
And the reason?
We do not compare signatures. Well, there's no instruction, no guidance from the Department of Elections to do so.
Okay. Number 22. There is a lot of concern in Virginia and across the country about the security and integrity of the ballot drop boxes. What are the chain of custody procedures for ballot drop boxes?
We have a state form that we use that the Department of Elections came up with last election. We use that form. We also have four cameras on our ballot drop box that's located here in the lobby of the government center.
Four cameras. Okay. Now, in the previous question, you said something about you had two locations.
So we use MP1 directly underneath this room for early voting. And then for this election, we'll use 2 weeks over at the Blacksburg Community Center.
Okay.
Last presidential election, we used the mall, New River Valley Mall site.
Okay. So the community center, as for a drop box location?
They'll have a drop bag there, yes.
A drop bag? Okay. Are there cameras on that?
No, there'll be a person watching
that's
that
staff.
That's staff.
Okay.
So it will only be, 9 to 5 it'll be available? Like business hours?
8:30 to 4:30
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 23. Was there any time during the last election cycle when your drop boxes did not have video monitoring?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'd like to follow up on the chain of custody again. Okay. So the off-site locations, the ballots are collected. How many people are there at that time to secure the ballots when they are picked up from that location?
So there's 5 to 6 people there working that site, and then the gentleman from my office will go over to retrieve those ballots. Once he does that, he signs off on a form saying that so-and-so gave him so many ballots. That person signs off saying they gave him those ballots. Those ballots are immediately sealed into another box, delivered to our office, where we go through those and count those. The same process we do with the ballot box here in the lobby. Two of us go out to that. We count those together, we sign off on a sheet, and then we give it to a third person who also verifies how many that we gave her.
So during this election, another follow-up question. During this election cycle, will that number, daily number, be available to a resident or a citizen or a third party that requests that information?
We actually keep an Excel spreadsheet of that information daily.
So a phone call could be made. How many ballots did you receive yesterday via Dropbox?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, I believe I left off on 23. Is that correct?
Yes, that was the last one.
All right, so number 24. Who is responsible for reviewing the video, and were party observers present during the review?
So if we had some reason that we needed to review that video, I would obviously contact the board. I would also contact the Commonwealth Attorney.
Okay.
I mean, Mary Pettit's right up the road. She would not hesitate.
And we're going to the last part of this interview. To strengthen public confidence in the integrity of elections, we hope to expand our observation efforts and have a few questions about election pages, nonpartisan observers, and party observers. So question number 25. Would you provide training and support or designate us to provide training and support for an election day page program as described in 24.2-604.3.
So I need to ask Kara. I think we had a page person work in 2020.
Yes. We as a board discussed it. There were three high school students in the area who expressed interest. I brought information to the board and we discussed it in the meeting, and we voted to allow them to serve as pages. contingent on approval from the chief officers, because, you know, they're the ones in charge of the control in place, and if you don't want to make their life difficult, basically, and the page needs to be supervised. So I reached out to three or four of our chiefs, and they were willing to have a page for the day. Limited hours, maybe did not necessarily want them first thing in the morning, for example, when things are so busy. And it worked out well. That's all I can say. That was November 2020. We don't have a routine program for pages, you know, like an automatic thing. What was there more to your question?
Well, that particular part was, would you provide training and support or designate us? And you did provide, yes, yes, yes.
And extra guidance for the chiefs and all that,
And has there been any interest for this coming election at this point?
No, not at this point. I don't even know how they decided to ask us about the opportunity. I didn't ask, so. If it comes up, we'll talk about it as a board. I don't want to speak for John, but I think we don't necessarily want to do an automatic yes. It would be discussed by the board, depending on the situation. The election.
Okay.
Election, I guess.
All right, number 26. Would you authorize nonpartisan election observers with the same rights as party representatives as described in 24.2-604.5A?
I would not authorize on my own. I would consult with the board, see what their preference would be.
Okay. And 27, would you authorize international nonpartisan observers from recognized election monitoring organizations?
Yep, I would consult with the board.
Okay. 28, have your local party chairs been notified that they are entitled to send observers to your office each day it is open and receiving in-person absentee ballots?
They have not been, but they are welcome to if asked. I've not.
You've not notified them, but they could approach you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And so was that question about receiving absentee ballots, or was that about like early voting?
This is observers in the office during the early voting.
Let me read the question again for you, Carol.
I'm sorry. I have to admit the noise from outside is making it a little difficult.
Sure. No. Have your local party chairs been notified that they are entitled to send observers to your office each day it is open and receiving in-person absentee ballots?
So, in-person absentee voting. Did you not have observers come last November to observe in the two sites? Oh, okay.
We did not.
Okay, I thought that they were certainly aware it was being held, so.
So I notify the party chairs of the LNA testing, not of when the early voting or when we receive absentee ballots into the office, but they're certainly welcome.
Okay. 29A, do you have a publication that you provide to your election officials regarding rights and responsibilities of observers?
Yes, and that's actually posted on our website.
Okay.
On your county website?
County website.
Is it just a link to the states?
No, the actual.
It's an actual document
the actual
that you all produced.
There.
Cool.
Yes.
It's the state's document, though. Right?
But it's not a link, it's the actual document.
The do's and don'ts for campaigners and authorized representatives.
The what ifs?
Well, the what ifs
do's
is.
And don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. Is, do you also have what ifs? The what ifs
it's
as well?
There. Yes.
And then the rights and responsibilities also?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the second half of that question was if no, but you answered yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So we don't have to, I don't have to ask 29B. I do want to just give you the opportunity, Connie, if there's any other information that you see that is pertinent or relevant that you would like to provide at this time.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
But thank you for coming, all of you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, like I said at the beginning, we wanted to show you these these forms.
That would be her copy.
Yeah.
Well, this is my first time, so you've got to give me a little.
Little leeway on your penmanship and your note taking.
Not the penmanship, catching all that answer so quickly.
This one is for me specifically.
I mean, I can review the.
So here is, this is the one that will be posted.
Sure.
We'll swap. That's a list of the current valid equipment that you can use in Virginia.
Okay.
Just for your records.
She's not going to keep that. She's going to review it.
No, I know.
Out of 36 interviews we've conducted so far, you're the first one to say that.
Oh, really?
To say.
If there's anything I missed in there, please.
Oh, there's four machines. That's right.
I know you have notes.
We've conducted 36, and she's the first.
I was hearing them, but I couldn't get them down fast enough.
Well, we have the recording as well.
Well, but she's looking at what, you know, my information is.
Sure.
I just want to be sure.
Absolutely.
I was never the
Do you
secretary.
Want me to finish writing in their last names?
Yes, please. I we went on, so I said, I could get it later, but.
I understand. Believe you, as secretary, I'm scribbling.
Oh, I don't, I never wanted to be a secretary.
It's chicken scratch.
I was a CEO, but I was not taking notes.
Carol, you may want to read what she's written down on the officers of election.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Yes, please.
And we do have like three more people who signed up, but they have, and they've chosen, asked for to represent a party, but I haven't forwarded their names to the proper party chair yet. I'm kind of waiting to accumulate a few more.
I'm sure there's a heck of a lot more that I never knew was involved. And I'm just getting into this.
This is pretty accurate. Only about 32 have agreed to work. A couple have said no for COVID.
32 agree
to work.
To work.
Okay. That's current. Like,
you're still working on it.
I am,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the, you know, like the new person who's signing up, I'll definitely get them assigned. Because
sure.
It is a, I think that there are 46 Democrats, and really the rest are Republican. I mean, sorry, Independent. That's working. We have like 160.
Do you try to actively recruit from
we
both
do.
Parties?
Yeah. Sure. And word of mouth is great.
Mm-hmm.
The governor periodically sends out emails to state employees. That's
oh, when
great.
He does that, we get flooded.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah.
We really do.
Wow. There's some other groups promoting the option,
mm-hmm.
and not everybody follows through. We send them the information about the hours and the pay. You know, being required to, you have to be on site at 5 a.m. and stay till things are done, 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, well, that's much longer than I expected.
Yeah.
Not everybody's calling.
Yeah, it's amazing. What
yeah,
you have.
They're super dedicated, really.
And it is a civics lesson.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it is, yes. People are like, wow, I didn't know all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That
would be wonderful to be able to get the information out, because I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I was so involved.
This is you. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I was going to ask you, just take a copy of your notes.
Now you will not be able to read my scribble.
I'll bet I can. My husband's terrible. He's like a doctor. Doctors are terrible, aren't they? They write those scripts.
I know. Page 101. All the pharmacists have to take training in deciphering writing, I guess.
Yeah.
Either that or they have to call up the doctor and find
they
out.
Might.
The nurses will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great.
Okay, you're satisfied?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
Connie, for clarification, question number 15.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read that for me?
15. There are three types of voting machines used in Virginia. Can you tell me which you currently use?
Okay. When you say voting machines, can you be more specific?
We're talking about the optical scanner.
Like Dominion.
Unison, Walmart, InterCivic, DS&S, and Dominion. They all make equipment that is certified for use in Virginia.
The only reason why I ask the question is because when you say machines, what do you mean? So
yeah.
I'm looking at that. If you were to ask me that
yeah.
question,
mm-hmm.
what machine are you talking about? Because that could also explain why there's some confusion in terms of the question didn't ask what type of scanning machine you're using or optical scanner or any of those. You got to be really specific for us.
Thank you for pointing that out, John.
And what yes. about the software? I mean, is there different software? I don't know.
Well, each,
I mean,
it's a function
each vendor.
It's,
in this case,
each machine has a different software
and
that runs it?
It depends
sure.
on
so
the type
that.
Of machine you're talking about.
Right. Each vendor would have their own.
They have their own? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was different
for
every.
That's a good question,
yeah.
but it is unique to each. It's
yeah.
a
yeah.
all-inclusive device.
Okay.
Hmm. So without sitting in those other interviews, you said you told you before, the problem that I would have is, I'm struggling with is you said machine. Machine means so many different things. And I'm wondering, did you have clarification or anything like that, or did people just answer machine?
In the interviews that I've conducted, mm-hmm. they say which one it is.
They know what
yeah.
it is.
Not talking about what yeah.
So they knew you were
talking
about electronic poll books.
Right, not a poll book. They knew I was talking, yes, and everybody's answered
yeah.
specifically what machine they use.
And in reality,
it's a voting
each
machine.
Vendor can have more than one system available for sale. So Unison, we have one system. I don't know if there's more than one system approved for Unison. But some of the others had an older system, a newer system. So multiple types were certified for use. The older ones will be phased out over time as support for them.
That list that I gave you with the machines, you'll see other Unison has got some new machines. We have the older machine. So I'm hoping next year we get the newer machines. if the board says that we can still stay with Unison.
Well, we really need to evaluate. We spent a long time, you know, back in 2011
mm-hmm.
analyzing the different options open to us and came to conclusions. So,
so we're not the only ones still using the older Unisons, are
we? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I think the new system was only recently
It was just
certified,
recently
so
certified.
Pretty much anything's going to be the older system.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you so much
yes,
for your
ma'am.
Time.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
We're good to go. We've got 20 minutes before the school board comes in.